Shout it loud, hallelujah. Glad the person who wants Elijah's testimony here today, shout it loudest, hallelujah. Now, if you know that today, the Lord shall disgrace your Goliath. And you will become a poison in the mouth of the enemy. Shout it loudest, hallelujah.
Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for all the things you have done for me. Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
Can you sing it loud?
Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
Hallelujah.
For all the things you have done for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the things you have done for me. Oh my Lord,
oh my Lord, I am saying thank you. Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh my Lord, I am saying thank you for all the things you have done for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the things you have done for me.
Oh, say yeah, oh, say yeah,
JJD,
mercy.
Oh, say yeah, JJD, mercy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, say yeah,
JJD, mercy. Who to say,
oh, what you have heard, oh, my.
Mercy,
mercy. Mercy, mercy, Seigneur Jésus.
Mercy, 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 Seigneur Jésus.
Pour tout ce que vous
avez. Oh Seigneur,
je te dis merci. Oh Seigneur, je te dis merci.
Oh Seigneur, je te dis merci.
Pour tout ce que tu as fait pour moi.
Who has the final say?
The final
sing it loud and clear. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has.
Jehovah took my life.
Jehovah took my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah took my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
Ki alenene. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
No power can stop me.
I am moving forward.
No power can stop me.
I am moving forward.
Carry me the go,
Baba, carry me the go,
Baba, carry me.
All eyes closed. Listen to me very carefully. The Bible says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought. The dragon too and his own angels fought. And the dragon was cast out of heaven, and no place was found for them anymore. And then the Bible says, now there is salvation and strength and power after the dragon has been cast out. If angels fought and they are still fighting, we too must fight. If God's kingdom could not secure salvation, strength, and power until the forceful ejection of the rebels there, some blessings will not come to us unless we use force. If our Father is a fighter, the Bible says the Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. If our Father is a fighter, we his children cannot be civilians. There are some acidic prayer I want you to pray now. If you are afraid, maybe you should keep quiet. If angels had to fight to enforce the purpose of God in heaven, you and I cannot do less to ensure that our destiny is secure. Satan does not respect peace agreement. He does not accept settlement. He does not accept bribe. You cannot settle him. You cannot say, take this money and leave me alone. It does not respect negotiation for peace. It respects only those who defeat him in a fight. For the next few minutes, pray like a mad prophet. These prayers are for so many people. These are the prayers some destinies have been waiting for. In this particular manner water service, let your voice roar the way it has never roared before. Let them know. Let them understand. Let them realize that you serve the God of Elijah. The God that answered by. The God that answered by. Immediately the process of this prayer starts. There are people here. They have pushed you to the back. But you are supposed to be at the front. This is the prayer to reposition you. There are people who are here. They have been stealing from them for years. They stole practically everything that will make you great. This is a day to repossess everything. There are people here that doctors have told them, you can't get out of this one. Just continue to live with it. All of a sudden, during the process of these prayers, a force will lift you and separate you from the strong man that has been harassing your destiny. Let your voice roar like thunder and fire. Powers! Trembling my affairs in a covenant. Can you shout this loud and clear? There is somebody whose voice is not loud enough. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Papata seteleke yabo shandaraba. Power stably by fear in the covenant. Your time is up now. Yes. Masatenda kayabo shenderabo sente. Ribosete. In Jesus' name we pray. See what is happening now? I told you. Imagination of darkness against my existence. Can your voice be loud and clear? Backfire in the name of Jesus. Imagination of darkness against my existence. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Makatenda yabo shenderabo center. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every sorcerer assigned against me, can you shout this loud? Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Something is going on here. That is the power of God. That is the power of God. Makatenda yabo shenderabo setela kayaba. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every sword of darkness raised up against me. Can you shout this loud? Sisters, can your voice roar like fire? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Can you shout it, everybody? Kill your owner in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Kill your owner. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Immediately we start this prayer. There are three persons. They will not be able to stand on their feet. Because the oracle that has been speaking against you shall be embarrassed and disgraced. Satanic oracles consulted against me. Fight your honor in the name of Jesus. Command them to fight their honor. Fight your honor in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That my blood. Can you shout out loud? Aha. Shout it three times. Reject every infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Reject every infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, then we pray. Silence. I am going to count seven from here. As I count the seven, anyone in this gathering that the enemy has pushed you into the cage of debt, the power of God will fall upon you. And your miracle of canceled debt will begin to operate. The power of God will come upon you. You may not be able to stand on your feet. But that will be the end of the issue. These are debts organized against your life by darkness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the fire. I'm going to count another 7 from here. Something strange is about to happen. All those who are here, and anytime you are at the edge of a breakthrough, terrible warfare starts against you to nullify it. As I count 7 from here, the volcanic current of the Holy Ghost will fall upon you, and the strong man responsible for the failure shall depart from your life instantly. 1, 2, 3. That's right. 4, 5, 6, 7. You can't hide. I've been hiding for years. Enough is enough. Lose your hold, lose your hold. Aha. I'm going to count 7 from here again. That lady over there, the powers that collected your dowry in the spirit realm, they are going to release it now. At the count of 7, the power of God will fall upon you. And that yoke will be broken to pieces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Release the dowry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You now shout this louder than anyone around you. Stubborn pursuers of my life, turn back. Perish in your Red Sea. Stubborn pursuer of my life, turn back. Perish in your Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we are gathered before you tonight. You have never failed your people. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon us. By the time we leave this place today, let all the blessings belong to us. Let all the shame belong to the enemy. Let all the glory belong to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to walk up to 7 persons and tell them, every vulture assigned to damage your destiny shall die in the name of Jesus. Say it to 7 persons. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Before we go into tonight's message, there is a phenomenon that many people may not be aware that it happens. Some people believe that it's only when they can touch a man of God like this that their problems will be solved. It is not so. Amen. I agree that you find in scripture where that woman said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. My wife was in Warri, Mommy Joe, to minister. And they tried to arrange some security for her. Mobile policemen were surrounding her. But then, it was a woman's program. The woman put their hand under the police and they were touching her. They slapped her, they removed her hat. They took the hat away. Eventually, she got the hat back. Because they believe that when they touch her, they will receive breakthrough. I've been to another place too, where we went through the wrong route. And people were slapping me like this. They slapped my head, slapped my back. Somebody held my coat, pulled me to one corner. Another one used the coat to pull me back to this corner. And my body went off. Then I fell down on the lap of a woman. Amen. And I was telling the woman, I'm sorry, madam. No, she just put a kiss on my face. Okay, I will not tell the rest of the story. Listen, one boy was sent to Japan to study. And there, in that place, he received an arrow of insanity. And let me tell you, there are so many people they are bringing home from abroad, students who have gone mad. Even the psychiatric hospital there is filled to the brim. Even the Nigeria one too is full. It's a serious strange attack. So this 17-year-old boy was attacked with insanity. But before they attacked him with that insanity, he has been watching MFM program on the internet, on the YouTube. He has never been to Mountain of Fire before. He has never seen me before, but he saw everything on the YouTube. So when he ran mad, the parents brought him back to Nigeria from Japan. At the age of 17, they started taking him from church to church, from church to church. But occasionally when his brain clears, he would tell them, take me to the church of this man that I'm watching on the internet. The name is Dr. Lukoya. Take me there. So his mother brought him here on Sunday. He sat over there. Don't see me on the pulpit. This is the man. This is the man that I used to see. And before I could say Jesus is Lord, he ran past all the men here. Just in an attempt to touch me. He meant no harm. He meant no harm at all. Praise the Lord. Eventually, What he did got him the attention he wanted. But he's just a boy of 17, seeking for healing. And a very intelligent one too, to have studied all these men here. Amen. Now listen, this is not the first time that people have tried to rush to the altar to touch me. In fact, his son will be number 10. But you don't get to see them, because these men will have captured them before you even know. They've captured them. Sometimes they're impressed. They're running and they catch them. You will know. So we have decided to take some actions. And you will be seeing the actions very soon. Amen. So if we make the altar of this place to be like the altar of prayer city, let us see how you are going to jump there. Amen. So that's what happened. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I prayed for the boy, and he went back to school now. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 23. Remember, we are still on our program, the economic deliverance. And today we have arrived at a serious junction. A very serious junction. We're talking about the mystery of open heavens. It's an important junction. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 23. Deuteronomy 28, verse 23. Once you are there, say yes. Deuteronomy 28, 23. Say, and thy heaven. Thy heaven that is over thy head. God was telling the Israelites, shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come upon thee until thou be destroyed. There is something called thy heaven. There is our heaven. There is thy heaven. There is something called macro heaven. Like Nigeria has a macro heaven over its head. There is something called micro heaven. That is your own allocation of space. It is thy heaven. That personal heaven the Bible is talking about here. Are you here tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? And you are concerned about success in life. You are concerned about prosperity. You are concerned about demonstrating the power of God. You are concerned about you living comfortably. You are concerned that business should explode. You are concerned that you are not enlarging. Do you want to really speak woe unto failure? Then the first thing to check and pray about is whether your heavens are closed or not. That's the first thing to check. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1. Isaiah 64, verse 1. It says this. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, the mountains might flow down at thy presence. When heavens are opened, and the same heavens too can be shut. When heavens are opened, God comes down. And when God comes down, his presence is manifested. And once his presence is manifested, mountains begin to melt. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here that every mountain of difficulty facing you shall melt away by fire. Shall melt away, shall melt away, shall melt away, shall melt away, shall melt away by fire. In the name of Jesus. You know, there are three kinds of heaven. There is the atmospheric heaven, where rockets, satellites, and aeroplane fly. Above that, there is a second heaven. That is the headquarters of Lucifer, the headquarters of evil. Then the third heaven is where God is, the paradise of God. If you don't have a clear space over your head, it's a serious problem indeed. The macro heaven of a particular place may be closed, but your own micro heaven could be open in the place, same place. So while others are suffering and they are having trouble, because your own micro heaven is open, there is no problem. If the heavens are closed, it's a terrible matter indeed. And it's not something to joke with. If the heavens are closed, if the personal heavens are closed, that is, the powers of darkness have turned your personal heaven to brass. Once it is closed like that, demons will overcome you with ease. Nothing will be going smoothly because it's closed. You will plant much but reap very little. The whole of life becomes a big struggle. That's why if you are interested in success, are interested in abundance, the first thing you should thoroughly check is whether your heavens are open or closed. If the heavens are closed, there will be profitless hard work. You work so hard, but you bring down nothing. This is why one of the greatest prayers in the Bible is this, Isaiah 64. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, the mountains might flow down at thy presence. It is important for you to pray today and command the heavens on your head to tear. Say, oh, that thou wouldest rend it, tear it, so that God will come down. I'm praying for somebody here today. Any dark heaven over your head shall tear in the name of Jesus. Say, oh, heavens over my head, tear in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Command the heavens over your head to tear. This is not a day to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. When the heavens over the earth is closed, there will be profitless hard work. Problems will remain the same even after deliverance ministration. You will labor so much but achieve very little when the heavens are closed. The virus are released on the person's labors when the heavens are closed. You begin to live on your old or past achievements when the heavens are closed. When the heavens are closed, fresh fire will be far from your spiritual life, and your prayers will become an ordinary noise. Your mind wanders during prayers. Bible reading becomes routine to you and dry. Your quiet time too becomes dry. You find it so easy to coexist with darkness when heavens over the person's head is closed. When the heavens are closed, your expectations are always cut off, always cut off, always cut off. The person will be looking for much for investment, but it will amount to little. When the heavens are closed, there will be leakages in the purse. There will be a stubborn satanic dominion over the person's life. Businesses will just be running into debt. The prayer for open heavens is not 5 minutes prayer. I know a lady, I will tell you a story very soon, she prayed the open heavens prayer for 5 hours. One prayer point. Oh, heavens over my life, open by fire. Oh, heavens over my life, open by fire. That kind of prayer. When the heavens are closed, there will be scarcity of testimonies. There will be lack of divine vision, dreams, lack of divine revelation. And there will be what you call circular problems, chain problems. as one problem is going, another one is coming.
There will be unexplainable hardship. When the heavens are closed, the person will be experiencing darkness instead of light, delusion instead of reality. The person will be encountering error instead of the truth. They will always go to the wrong mountain to pray, the wrong prophet to pray, the wrong doctor to visit, because the heavens are closed. When the heavens are closed, instead of love, there will be hatred. Instead of freedom, there will be bondage. Instead of joy, there will be sadness. It is therefore a very serious prayer that the heavens over our head should open. When the heavens have become closed, a person will begin to sing, when I get home, when I get home, my sorrows will be over. When I get home, when I get home, when I get home, my sorrows will be over. When I get home. You want to wait to die and go to heaven before your sorrows will be over. And scripturally, that is not even correct. The Bible says, verily I say unto you, there is no man who has left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who will not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, everlasting life. You are supposed to benefit here and over there. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power assigned to close your heavens shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. The worst thing about closed heaven is that it provides comfortable condition for the spirit of poverty to operate. And the spirit of poverty has many children. Lack of ideas, a child of spirit of poverty. Laziness, a child of the spirit of poverty. Pestilence and famine, magnetizing agents of darkness into your business. All the breaches of business promise, mismanagement of funds, attack of wealth by enemies, bloody or demonic business capital which brings nothing home, nakedness in the dream, sicknesses that drain money. All are children of poverty. Cobwebs on one's way, physically or spiritually. Sometimes one runs into it in the streets. Constant disappointment. Conversion of business places to dung hill and desert. This happens when the heaven is closed. A lot of people who claim to be sick, they're sick from not eating well. And they don't understand what to do. If you will cry to the Lord that he should tear the heavens tonight, you'll be surprised tonight. Heavens become closed when we live in sin and disobedience. Heavens remain closed when there is ignorance on what to do to get heavens open. And one weapon to get the heavens open is the weapon of prayer. And that's what we're going to employ here tonight. There was this woman, a widow. She has 4 children. Nobody to give her money since the husband died. But she was a believer. And she was unhappy with the situation. She went to see a man of God who prayed for her. And said, well, madam, only one prayer point. Thank God to open your heavens. When the poverty became too much for her, she lost her temper with the poverty. 3 days she did not eat, and she was praying that prayer. Heavens over my life, open by fire. Heavens over my life, open by fire. On the 3rd day, she heard the voice of God clearly. Say, my daughter, your heavens are open. Say, my daughter, take your handbag and go to the nearest supermarket. Go and do your shopping. She smiled. Shopping. There's no money. With which money will I pay? He said, go there. I say your heavens are open. So she thanked God, took her bag, By 6 p.m., she entered the supermarket. This was in America. So she took a trolley and was putting things inside. The trolley was full. The Lord said, take a second trolley. She said, I don't have money to pay for trolley one. Pick a second trolley. What? She took it. Loaded it. Loaded it to a pyramid level. The Lord said, take it out. She took it. Loaded that one too. So okay. She started trying to push them forward one by one. The Lord said, take number four. She loaded number four again. Take number five. She loaded number five. The Lord said, take number six. She loaded number six again. Take number seven. She finished loading everything 6:45. She entered there at 6 p.m. She was now standing by this heavy load of seven trolleys. And the Lord said, okay, go to cashier number seven. When she looked there, the cashier number seven, they say he has gone on 10 minutes break. So she decided to go to cashier number three. The Lord said, foolish woman, I said cashier number seven, not three. So she moved everything again to cashier number seven. By that time, it was 7 p.m. By 7 p.m., they started to take our goods from her. They were scanning it. All of a sudden, there was an announcement over the microphone. The customers in the supermarket today were happy to tell you that this supermarket is 7 years old today. And therefore, we have decided that by ballot, any customer that is at till number 7 at 7 p.m., everything she's buying is free. Rise to your feet. That's what happens when your heavens are open. That is what happens. You are going to close your eyes. I don't know the area you want the heavens to open. Whether it's finance, whether it's marriage, whether it's career, whatever you want to call. You need to call it when I call the prayer now. Oh, heaven! Over my career! Tear! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and tear it open. Continue to tear the heavens. Continue to tear the heavens. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, these hands that are stretched here, let these hands carry the firepower of God. Let these hands carry the power of healing and deliverance. Power of strength and glory. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, smite the place 21 times, crying against it, go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus. Let's go! Smart is one. Jesus. Look at what is happening.
Aha!
Amen. Check your body now. Do what you could not do before. The hand of God is moving from person to person. His power is flowing from person to person. I have a word for somebody here. Within the next 5 days, a letter will arrive at your door that will change your life forever. Positively. Thank you, Jesus. You will rejoice before the Lord in this song. He has done it for me. Easily, he has done it for me. He has done it for me. Easily, he has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it for me. When I know for me, shame.
Eyes closed. If you are here in this meeting and you've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, it is important you do it before we go on. It is very, very important. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That is a prayer to pray three times. It needs to be prayed three hot times for it to achieve its aim. And we have short time to pray it. Can I hear the sister saying this after me? Anything done against my life under satanic anointing. Can I hear the sister shouting it? Anything, yes. I'm sure the sisters can do better than that. Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Everybody together now. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that prayer. Anything done against my life under satanic anointing, backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number two. Open your mouth and pray it again. Yes. Backfire. Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. Now open your mouth and pray. Backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Hold your manna water now. Remember, manna water is water you drink here. The one we are taking home is the water of fire coming at Palmer's Chinyans. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you because you are the victorious one. Thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing with this manna water. As many people as are carrying the water now, let every particle in this water become the blood of Jesus. Let every particle in this water become the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let this water become the water of healing, the water of deliverance, the water of power, the water of strength, water of glory. The water that will defeat every handwriting of darkness. Holy Ghost fire, enter into this water. Enter into the water. Fire of God, enter into the water. Power of God, enter into the water. In the name of Jesus. As many as will drink this water, you shall not die but live but to declare the works of God. Every killer infirmity, we kill them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Your going and your coming out shall be blessed. I cover your life with the blood of Jesus. I laminate your family with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every prayer request, oh Lord, answer them by fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.